Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the second volume of the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah, and we are going to finish off Sif Kut Lamed Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, which is the last Mishnah Berurah from yesterday's Shir that we didn't finish off in Sif Hei. And the Mechaber there told us that Afilu Lawachlu Elu Ashlosha Biyachad Mishin Ischabru, if you had originally several groups of people and you had one person from each group who didn't bench with them, so those three people now, from one from Group A, one from Group B, and one from Group C, each of those respective groups had benched, but they didn't bench, so therefore they can join together now and they can go and bench B'mezumin. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Beis, Vikashi says this is difficult. How come? We've already learned previously that how can these three people over here go and bench in this new place? They should have to go back to their old place and bench because Birchas HaMazon is required to be in the place where you ate. They should each have to go back to the place where they originally ate and bench over there. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yesh Mitzartzim, there are those that explain and tear it up as follows. The Hachamayri, in our case that we're talking about, the Ikru Shogeg Bimkomam, they got up from their place by accident. And therefore, the Bazeh, in a situation where somebody left this place by accident, Lo Matrichinon Oso Lachzulim Komo. Halach Lamaisa, if you left your place by accident, you forgot to bench, whatever the situation may be, by accident you're in the new place, we don't make you go back to the old place, but we allow you to bench in the new place. Now, this is L'das HaRambam, is the Rambam's opinion. And therefore, V'chanal, as we've already explained previously, Shom B'Sif Aleph, and therefore, V'chein Pasku Shom Achron B'Mokom Etchak, and under difficult circumstances, extenuating circumstances, the person is left, we allow them to bench in their new place. So too over here, Ivu In Yoneinu Nami, in our case over here, where they left Group A, they left Group B, they left Group C. Each of these individuals left the original place that they ate. Kiven the Kan Yochel Azamein, if they were to now bench in their new place, the guy from Group A, the guy from Group B, the guy from Group C, each of them would be able to bench now Bezimun. However, but if the guy from Group A went back to where Group A ate, he would not have a Zimun. He would have to bench by himself. Likewise for the guy in Group B and Group C. So this is considered kishasad chagdomi. This is the equivalent of extenuating circumstances because going back to the original place, they would lose the Zimun. And in their new place, they have the Zimun. And therefore, they're allowed to go and bench in the new place. Furthermore, you can further additionally say as follows, even if they didn't eat together, even if they each ate by themselves without a kviyas over here, it's all three together, and therefore, they're not obligated now, as we've already learned in yesterday's shir. Here, since they all were obligated in Zimun from their original eating, so now when they get together over here, they can still bench Bezimun. That concludes really Siv Hei from yesterday's shir. Now we go to Siv Vav. Shalosh Chavuros. You have three groups of people. Shayu B'chol Achas Arba. Each group had four people in their group. Upirish Echod Mikol Chabura. And one guy left from each group. So again, you have three groups, Group A, Group B, Group C, each with four people. And one person left from each chabura, one from Group A, one from Group B, one from Group C. Then it's Starfu L'chabura Cheres, and they make their own new fourth chabura, these three remnants, this one guy from A, one guy from B, one guy from C, they now make a fourth group. Bizimnu Hashlosh HaNishorim, and the three people left in A, or the three people left in B, and the three people left in C, they all now benched Bizimun. So now, when you have the extra person from each group, Parach Zimun Minayu, they each have lost the opportunity to bench Bezimun, Kivin Shechavreim Zimnu, since the Zimun was already done, and therefore the fourth guy in each group is now stuck and can't bench Bezimun. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Gimel explains, Ubazeh Davka Im Lo Achlu Achar Kach Yachta. This is true, assuming that these new people, the fourth person from A, the fourth person from B, fourth person from C, when they get together, they didn't eat together at all. However, but if they did eat together, so then they are now a new Zimun and Mitztarfin, they can combine, and they in fact do make Zimun now in this new grouping. The Einu Dome, this is not similar to what we said in Siv Hei. The Holo Zimnu Aleim Mikodem, because there in Siv Hei, they didn't bend Zimun beforehand. Whereas here, they bench Zimun, and unless these people now ate all together, that original Zimun is, so to say, done with, and they can't bench B'Zimun. Sivkat Lamadalud, Kivin Shechavreim Zimnu, since the original group benched B'Zimun, so that Zimun has gone. The Mishnah tells us, I ain't in the Bir Halacha. Go look in the Bir Halacha for more of a discussion. And he writes, Kosov Agon Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is in Dibur Amaslu, Kivun Shechavreim Zimnu. So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Nearly, the Zil Davka im Zimnu Haim Kodim Shinishabru Elua Shol Shiachad. This is only true if before these three got together in their new grouping, that their old grouping benched Bezimun. The Oz in that situation, then he has no way of fulfilling his Zimun. That Zimun is already gone and done with. So that when those three guys in Group A benched and he still was there, so then that Zimun from him is gone with and he can't go and get it someplace else. However, but if they all left before the group did Zimun, and only afterwards, then they benched Bezimun, then the guy from Group A, the guy from Group B, the guy from the C, they all got together. So since their old groups didn't yet bench Bezimun when they got together, their Zimun now is in the new group. And kiva the yesh kan mokum lemuzami bifnei atzmon yachad, and since they can bench bezimun nifridu legame mechaburasam v'lo koy zimun aleim, so they're considered now a new group, and the fact that their old group bench bezimun doesn't ruin it for them. Then we continue with the Chamer. He says, "V'hu adin im lo hayu b'chol chabur el shlosha." The same thing would be true if each group didn't have four, but each group only had three. V'holach echad mikol chabura kodem zimun, and one guy from Group A leaves, there's only two guys left. One guy from Group B leaves, there's only two guys left. One guy from Group C leaves, there's only two guys left. And these people all get together. V'nischabru elu ha-shlosha. Nevertheless, uba echod l'chol chabura v'nitztarif im shnayim harishonim v'zimnu yachad. And now a new person comes to Group A to make it three. A new person comes to Group B. A new person comes to Group C. And they combine with the original two that were there, and they were mezamein. Parach zimun me'elu ha-shlosha. Then the three people that left, they also lost the Zimun. It's the same exact thing. Kivan Shekvar Zimnu Chaburasam, because their Chabura, their Group A, Group B, Group C, respectively, benched Bezimun. And even though they weren't included in them because they had left and they now had a third person coming by, nevertheless, that was their Zimun, and when that Zimun is completed and fulfilled, so they lose the right to bench Bezimun. Now, we can see Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Lamed Hei, who explains exactly what we just said. Hainu Echod Min Ashuk. The third person that came to join them after the original third person left, he's another guy coming in from the street, and he goes and eats something with them. And therefore, that's why each group is now allowed to bench Bezimun, and that removes the chiv of Zimun on all the people that were originally in that group, including the guy that left. The Mishnah Berurah then qualifies and says, V'lishno l'chol chabura, that which we said over here, uba echad l'chol chabura. So he says, Shekosav Mechaber, that the Mechaber wrote that it has to go one person to each Chabura, lab dafka. That doesn't literally mean that he has to go all three necessarily. Dafi l'rak l'chabura achas, even if you have group number A, let's say, that has a new person added. Im kein parach zimun min echod. Then that group lost its zimun for that one guy. Lo nishar kan elu shnayim. The other two people are only two. They don't have a zimun. So even if one group is ruined, that ruins it for these three guys that left. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Shalosh, Chaburo, Sha'achlu, Obechol, Chaburo, Shalosh, Ben Yodim. We have three groups that are eating, and each group has three people in it. Three in Group A, three in Group B, three in Group C. Also, L'kolech, L'fari, Minkol, Chaburo, L'zamen, B'yachad. It's forbidden for any of them to leave, one person from A, one B, one from C, and get together and bench B'zimun, because the Hari Hashnaim Hanishar, because the two people that are left behind in A, in B, and in C, the Chol Chaburo, in each of the Chaburas, now they will have lost the Zimun, and therefore you can't leave. However, the Ramah continues and he says, Avlam Hoya Bechol Chabura Arba. If each group, Group A had four, Group B had four, Group C had four, then Mutali Paru Echa Mikol Chabura Lazam Yachad. Then one guy from Group A can leave and join with one guy from Group B who left, and join with the one guy from Group C had left, and make their own new Zimun over here with all the qualifications that we said in today's Shir already. And then the three people staying behind in A, three people staying behind in B, three people staying behind in C, they can bench with Zimun as well, and everything is fine and dandy. And A will bench by itself, B will bench by itself, C will bench by itself, all of them have a Zimun, and the one extra guy from each group that they will combine with, so those three guys, one from A, one from B, one from C, they'll make their own new fourth Chabura, and they'll bench Bezimun as well, and that is perfectly fine. This is brought down the name of the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba. Let's look in the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Avolam Hoya B'chol Chabur V'chulei. He brings down Kosav Chayodim. Arba Shochlu Biyachad Al Shulchan Echad. You have four people eating together at one table. Ushnayim Ochlu Al Shulchan Acher. And two people eating together at another table. Yochel Echad Bin Harba. One of the guys from the group of four can go Litzdarif Imashnayim. Can go and join the two people that were eating alone. Ulazami Nimohem. And join them to make a Zimun. However, if the three people that were originally in his group had already done Zimun, so then, as we've already pointed out, Parach Zimun Mino Echad, this guy lost his Zimun opportunity, and he can't go and join these other two people and help make a Zimun over there. However, Udvar of Koshim, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that these words are difficult to understand. The Ech Mitztarif Echad Imashnayim Lazamin Achar Shehem Einam Mechuyavim Klal. How can over here one person go and combine with the two when they were only two? Ein amuchuyavim klal. V'dol domi lo ha'dago, and it's not similar to the previous din that the Ramah brought down. D'ha'cha, in our case, kol echad v'echad mechuyav me'achar shenifrash min chabur shol shlosha mechuyavus l'zamin. When he's talking about there, you had four people originally, so they all had a chiyav of zimun. Here, there is no chiyav of zimun. Ah, you may tell me, but Yav Shalom, you might want to say, the Kavanah, so the intention over here is, so this guy who leaves the group of four and is joining the group of two, so he'll eat something with a new group of two. So then, in that situation, that's why they're allowed to bench Bezimun. Avolim Kain, if that's so, then there's another difficulty in the next words. Because it says, if the three people that were in the group of four originally, so if those three people now did bench Bezimun, then this guy has lost his opportunity to Zimun and he can't join him with the other two. However, if you're talking here about where he ate with them, then he hasn't lost his right to bench bezimun because he's eating with them anew. As we've already learned, And don't try to say that they see each other and that's why they're somehow mitzdarif. Then it doesn't make any sense what he says at the end. So then that doesn't fit in. If you're saying that those people were seeing each other and were able to meet starf, then why can't they meet starf? He says, I don't understand. Needs a big eon to look into why this is the case. In any event, we have one more last Mishnah Berurah to catch up on. Sivkat Lamed Vav. He says, Mutuli Parate, in the situation that the Ramah brought down. We had four in each chabura, then you can have one person leave and they can all get together, those three groups, A, B, and C, the fourth guy, and they can bench bezimun. It's permissible for them to separate. Well, Myri, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, we're talking about, Shekola chabura siyo mitchilo gam kim bevayzeh. They're all together in the same house. Elishol mitztarfu biyacha. They just weren't combined together. That's why they're benching separately. Di lav hachi, because if that were not the case, halo tzorach levarach biyachasimazim mekoma, then they don't have to go back. You can't say that these three people, as we've already pointed out, are allowed to bench in a new place. They should have to go back to their old place and bench. But if it's all within the same house, that is considered the same place, and there's no problem with them benching where they are right now. The issue foot number 34 brings down, when the Ramah was talking about that when three people eat together, one shouldn't get up and leave because he'll cause the other two to go and miss out on Zimun. So he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas River of Sephraim, or Ephraim Greenblatt, Zatzal, Sha'afim Rosa Li Parid. Even if this guy is leaving his group of three in order to go join a group of nine to make them say 10, and therefore they'll be able to say Nevarach Elokeinu Shechal Mishalo. So nevertheless, also Lo Lazo Sashnayim, he's not allowed to go and leave his two, even though he's going to go and make a zimun of 10 over there, because he will be leaving these two people without any zimun at all, and that is incorrect. Finally, the Halacha Berurah brings down one last case. And he says, when you have Imhayu Shalosh Chaburos, Shoshlosha, Shlosha Bani Adam, you have three groups of three people, Group A has three, Group B has three, and Group 3 has C. The Avru Parashu Echad Mikol Chaburo V'Nischabru B'Yachav Bezimun. If one guy left from each group, as we had talked about, and they went off and they benched on their own Bezimun, so now you have two people left in each group. So Ein Hanisharim B'Chaburos Harishonus Rashon L'Zamin. As we pointed out, those two people left in Group A, those two people left in Group B, two people left in Group C aren't allowed to bench Bezimun. And he says this is true. Afilu Im Chozrim HaParshim. Even if the people that went off and benched separately Bezimun now all come back. And they come back and join them. nevertheless, that Zimun has been parach, that Zimun has left them, and they're not allowed to bench with Zimun, with one exception. Elim ken chazu v'yachlu imam. If they ate something anew with them, so then they, so to say, reestablish the Zimun, or create a new Zimun, and then the people in Group A, the two that stayed there the whole time, plus the guy that came back and ate something after he benched, so then he's allowed to go and cause a new Zimun to be created. The same thing would be in Group B and in Group C. This concludes today's shir, and Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel.